This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Trump says a White House meeting with the Taliban would have been a step too far, but he thought Camp David would be good and still does. The president says after a Taliban attack last Thursday killed a U.S. soldier and 11 other people, it was he alone who decided to scrap the peace talks.
It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The Taliban are warning that American troops will suffer more than anyone else with the president's abrupt cancellation of the peace talks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
And President Trump also said his administration is discussing the possibility of granting residents from the hurricane-hit Bahamas temporary protected status, a short-term permission to reside in the United States.
We have to be very careful. Everybody needs totally proper documentation because, the Bahamas had some tremendous problems with people going to the Bahamas that weren't supposed to be there. I don't want to allow people that weren't supposed to be in the Bahamas to come in to the United States, including some very bad people and some very bad gang members and some very, very bad drug dealers.
The president told reporters at the White House Monday, "We're talking to a lot of different people." The New York Times and CNN reported Monday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency had a source with high-level access to the Kremlin who played a key role in the assessment that President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign aimed at the 2016 U.S. election. Neither U.S. news organization identified the source by name, but several Russian outlets did so. At a Tuesday news briefing, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the person named did work for the Russian president's office. This is VOA News. Residents of a dozen villages in disputed Kashmir say nighttime raids by Indian troops began just before the New Delhi government stripped the region of its statehood last month. The residents told the Associated Press that soldiers inflicted beatings on young men and forced them to eat dust and threatened to kidnap their sisters. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi speaking today at the UN Human Rights Council.
Human rights are being trampled with impunity by India. The people of this occupied land are suffering systematic and serial violations of their fundamental freedoms.
Indian authorities say the allegations are false. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said Tuesday it would be extremely inappropriate if the U.S. or any other foreign government interfered in the city's affairs. The embattled leader's warning was in response to a rally outside the U.S. consulate on Sunday, held by pro-democracy demonstrators calling for passage of a bipartisan bill in the U.S. Congress aimed at boosting their efforts. Sunday's rally evolved into yet another violent clash between protesters accused of vandalizing subway stations and blocking traffic.
Violence should be stopped for the benefit of Hong Kong. But going forward to mend the rift in society and to bring back peace, then we are very willing to engage people directly in a dialogue.
Lam further warned that the violence would only deepen the conflict. President Trump is vowing to release a detailed financial report of his business holdings to the public before the presidential election next year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump and his business dealings have been back in the public eye after questions arose about the vice president staying at a Trump resort in Ireland last week and Air Force personnel staying at a Trump property in Scotland. So the president told reporters,
"I'm going to give out my financial condition, and you'll be extremely shocked that the numbers are many, many times what you think. I don't need to have somebody take a room overnight at a hotel."
Democrats are investigating the use of taxpayer funds at Trump properties, while the president relinquished the management of the Trump Organization to his sons. He didn't sell off his interest in the properties. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
North Korea fired two unknown projectiles Tuesday, hours after Pyongyang said that it is willing to reopen denuclearization talks with the United States. The projectiles were fired from South Pyongyang province toward the sea off North Korea's east coast, according to a statement from South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
News. It's BOA with all the latest.